Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. On this Friday, we're live at the Omni Nashville Hotel at Kitchen Notes. Always enjoy our time here, and we always enjoy our time with the man, Christopher Dwayne Sanders, who joins us now on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. Chris, what's up?
Man, what is going on, fellas? All I got to say is two words, Cam Ward. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, you're in, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's written all on the board. I mean, when he steps foot off the plane, I mean, he's going to be the face of this franchise. I mean, he's going to be doing, you know, all kind of commercials, like Chuck E. Cheese and fitness commercials, all kind of stuff he's going to be doing. So it's going to be interesting. So we're just going to be, you know, he's going to be the guy.
So I've been having fun with this ESPN Analytics draft simulator that you can do trades and you can do the whole seven rounds and everything. And so I did another one last night where I picked Cam at 1-1. I traded 35, the second round pick for the Titans. I traded that to Dallas, and I got their – basically I got 44, which was their second rounder, and I got their third rounder, which is pick 76, and I gave them one of – I have two fourth rounders, so I gave them one of the fourth rounders. So now I have a third rounder too. And every simulation I've done where I take Cam Ward, the second round pick, I get Jaden Higgins, the wide receiver from Ohio State. You like that?
No. You said Jaden Higgins is from Iowa State.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Iowa State, I'm sorry. Yeah, I do. I mean, it's funny because me and TD, we talked about him. TD doesn't like him. I mean, I like him a little bit. I just think that, yes, he makes plays, but there's – we want to see some more explosiveness. I mean, there's some other guys that you can pick, like Bo Collins. Bo Collins, for, I think it's from Notre Dame. And you got, I know Matthew Golden's not going to be there, but there's some guys that you can take because at the end of the day, you have to get an explosive receiver for Calvin Ridley. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I mean, because at the end of the day, if you look at the wide receiver room that the Tennessee Titans have, it really doesn't scare you. You have some guys in the room, but you don't have some guys that scare you. So maybe one of those guys we just talked about.
I love it. Chris, you ready?
Yes, sir. Oh, that's my song. Give it to
go,
me.
Go, Nick.
I toss and turn in my bed. I toss and turn in my bed. In the morning when I think about you. Indeed, I do.
I need you to come to the draft show in 2 weeks and wear that cod piece.
Champ, I'm – oh, no. No.
You can't wear it as a guy – good as a guy that Cameo can? Come on.
Champ, if I wore that, they – I can't
D-Mace will give you a hard time.
No, everybody. It'll be on ESPN. It'll be on, you know, Jeopardy. It'll be on everything, man. I could – no way.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. I'd love to see it, man.
Too. Could you imagine me in my wide receiver gear and I had that on? Just the
oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. All right. So, you know, let's take you back when you were 13 days out of the draft. Take me back to the draft for you in 1995 when you know you're getting drafted. What's that like, the 2 weeks out for you? I mean, can you concentrate? I mean, I know people are talking left and right. Where are you going? What's going on? I got to think there's a million things going through like a Cam Ward's head, but also for when you did it.
I just think that it's just the uncertainty, you know, because I was a third-round draft pick, and I didn't know where I was going. You know how you had the draft pick guys, the gurus saying he might get drafted, he might be a free agent, he might go second round. So just not actually knowing where I'm going, had the anticipation, sweating at night and can't sleep. But when the draft day came on, you know, I turn on the TV, I'm sitting there with my mom, and, you know, we're both sweating and we don't know where we're going. But, you know, it was kind of surreal, you know, because when they finally went up there and said my name, you know, they said it at the bottom, the Houston Oilers / Tennessee Titans select Chris Sanders from The Ohio State University. That's when it set in that I'm actually getting drafted, I'm actually in the NFL, and I actually fulfill one of my dreams. So, you know, just waiting the 2 days before because you have the uncertainty, it's just, man, it's like every nail that I had on my fingers was absolutely bitten to the core. That's how nervous I was.
Where did you think you were going?
You know, I had no idea. You know, I put myself in position to – to open up some eyes in the combine and the individual workouts. Because when I ran 4.21 in my individual workouts, I opened up a lot of eyes. Woo! I didn't really know where I was going. But, you know, you have a situation to where you're sitting there and you're like, well, I can go here and I can go there. I just didn't know. I just didn't know. So once I figured it out that I got drafted third round, then that's when I was very, very excited.
Do you remember what team talked to you more than any other team? Because what I'm getting at, it seems like when a team talks to you the most, they don't draft you.
Do you know the Houston Oilers didn't talk to me at all? The team that talked to me the most, they didn't. I promise you, they didn't. I'm surprised they drafted me because I thought the Washington Redskins at that time, now to call the Commanders, I thought they were going to draft me because you know, Rubisky was the wide receiver at that time, and he brought me into one of the offices at Ohio State. And he was talking to me about coverages and routes and everything. So I'm like, man, I'm going to the Washington Redskins. Next, you know, they drafted somebody that I didn't know, and I'm sitting there pouting and crying. And then I got drafted third round. So it was wild because the teams that don't talk to you are the teams that are laying in the cut waiting to get you.
Chris Sanders is on the line with us, forever Titans wide receiver. So we talked in the last segment about Jeffrey Simmons. He did an interview with our friend Jill Jelinek from Fox 17 and kind of opened up on some things. But, you know, I think it's clear sometimes that stuff gets to him, whether he goes on Twitter or he says it, you know, in the media that and some guys are wired that way. How difficult is it? And I know, like, when you played, there wasn't Twitter. Yes. You probably had a different opinion. But like, how hard is it to try and put the noise out and not let that bother you? And if it does bother you, how can you use it in a positive way?
You know, you got to – and I know this sounds kind of fun. It's like when you have a winter storm, you put on earmuffs so it takes out the cold. And that's what you have to do when you hear all the negative noise and the negative chatter. You have to put on earmuffs because when you look at the internet, they're talking about everything. You're not a good player. You suck. You can't do this. So you can say this, and I know I say everybody says this quote all the time, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a complete lie because words hurt. So what you have to do is you have to ignore the chat. You got to ignore what they say in the paper. You have to ignore what they say about you and understand who you are. Because when I first came out in the NFL or, you know, when I was about to get drafted, all they said is he's a track guy trying to play football. He can't catch the football. He can't do this. So that started to affect my psyche to be like, okay, wait, can I catch the ball? So what I had to do is I had to ignore it and say, you know what, I am a great player. I am a great route runner. I can make plays. So when you have a situation to where you're looking at Twitter, you're looking at the paper, you're looking at all these things, you have to put on those earmuffs and drown out the noise with positive stuff.
Chris, I'm ready for the draft to get here.
Me too.
I'm tired of the speculation. It is almost time. We look forward to having you be a part of things once again, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Love you guys, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, we love you too. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, joining us here on the program, and always love our conversations with him. We'll react to some of the things he had to say. I also did another draft. So
I'm
obsessed with this thing.
Did you get the Dykes guy again, please?
No, not yet.
Okay. Still early.
Not yet.
Lord.
But we'll talk about that much more. 615-737-1025. So our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chase and Big Joe presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, where we are today at Kitchen Notes, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.